Actually, I'm here to present our co-authored paper on behalf of the first author from University of Science and Technology of China. Actually, this work started when the first author visited us as a research intern. We implemented the harmonic plus noise model. Basically, in the very beginning, we wanted that to be used for speech analysis and especially for speech synthesis. After she went back to school, we used that harmonic plus noise model to implement a new feature but applied this time for speaker verification. And we got a surprisingly promising speaker verification result using the new set of features. So this is basically the whole story of this work. For today's outline, I will first introduce our motivation and the so-called SSER feature, which stands for spectral subband energy ratio feature. I will briefly introduce the harmonic plus noise analysis of speech and how we calculate the spectral subband energy ratio feature, and finally how we model the SSER features. And finally, I will introduce our evaluation results and conclusions. It is probably a well-known problem that for today's speaker identification and verification tasks, usually we still use the features borrowed from automatic speech recognition. The problem is those features are actually supposed to be able to normalize the speaker information. But so we want, the motivation is quite straightforward. We want to find some new features that is complementary to current MFCC features, features like MFCC, so it can carry the speaker characteristics, and therefore to be able to improve the speaker verification performance. So this is actually the motivation of the work of this work. There are several steps to extract our proposed SSER features. The first step is we apply the harmonic plus noise analysis of speech, and then calculate the subband energy ratio. I will introduce the details later. Basically, in each subband, you need to calculate the energy of the harmonic part versus the energy of the noise part. And then you get the new feature and you plug into the current speaker verification system, which is actually a conventional GMM UBM system. And you use that as a complementary feature to MFCC feature. So I will briefly introduce the harmonic plus noise speech analysis here. This work was proposed by Professor Stanio Yano. You can find the reference paper here. And basically for each input utterance, we first do F0 extraction or pitch extraction to get the F0 estimation. And of course you get the voice on voice labeling. We discard those unvoiced frames and only use those voiced frames for further analysis. And after this, we do pitch synchronous windowing on the input utterance. So you get several frames to represent the entire sentence, and for each given frame or short speech segment, we do HMM analysis. HMM stands for harmonic plus noise modeling. And the basic idea of HAM analysis is you want to decompose the impulse speech signal into the harmonic part, which is purely periodic, plus the noise part. We can use several methods to represent the noise part. And in this work, we use the residual, basically the input signal minus the harmonic part as a noise. Here are some basic setups of the HMM analysis. It is pitch synchronous, as you can see. And we use two pitch periods, Hamming window for each to get the to basically chop the input speech. And there is another important thing we need to define, that is for HNM analysis, that is the maximum worst frequency. We fix that frequency to 6 kilohertz, and as I mentioned before, the noise part is defined as a residual signal. And here's an example of the same volume pronounced by two different speakers. The red curve is the harmonic spectrum of a particular input frame, and the green curve is the noise part, the spectrogram of the noise part. And for this frequency subband, as you can see, for this speaker, the energy ratio of the harmonic part and the noise part is almost at around one. Basically, it means the energy of the harmonic part is similar to the energy of the noise part. But for this speaker, you can see more energy is assigned to the harmonic part rather than the noise part. So we hope these characteristics characteristic can differentiate different speakers. So when we observe this, there are basically two problems you need to define. The first is the bandwidth of each subband. In this case, we define the bandwidth as the average of the minimum possible F0 and the maximum possible F0 for a given speaker. Actually, this number, those two numbers are gender dependent. We defined a set of values for female speakers and another set of values for male speakers. And another problem is the center frequency of each subband. This is quite straightforward for HMM analysis. We use the integral multiples of F0, and so that we can define D subbands together in total to cover the whole frequency range. And after this, for each starting and ending frequency, we can calculate the subband energy for the HT, namely the harmonic part, and the subband energy for the noise part. And you can calculate the energy ratio between the two and convert the value into dB. So after this, for each frame, you get a d-dimensional feature vector. And again, this is gender dependent. In our experiment, for female speakers, there are 33 dimension. We have a 33 dimensional feature for female speakers and 45 dimensional feature for male speakers, because male speakers usually have a lower F0. So after the feature has been calculated, we need to model that. So the first thing we want to check is whether the distribution of the SSER features is Gaussian, so that we can use GMM to model that. So actually, we plot those histogram to see whether we can model that, and it seems like using Gaussian distribution to model that feature is quite reasonable, and it looks like a Gaussian. So we use the conversional GMM UBM system to do speaker verification. We use conventional MFCC feature as a baseline, and implement the SSER feature-based system. And we use a Mandarin database named 863. This is a commonly used database in Mandarin, and it is widely used in China for speech recognition and speech analysis, even for speaker-related tasks. And we measure the EER performance measure, and no score normalization was used. This is some statistics of the training and testing corpus. We have 195 speakers altogether, and we use 10 seconds training and 10 seconds testing for speaker verification task. And this is a reading style corpus, and so basically we have for the true speakers, we have 76 male speakers plus 84 female speakers, and we have altogether we have like this number of unique testing sentences, and we arrange them to get this number of like 6,000 male trials plus 7,000 female trials. Okay, this is a experimental result. We can first see the MFCC baseline, the EER for the MFCC baseline, and as you can observe, and as usual, the female speakers tend to be a little bit more difficult to handle, and by using SSER features alone, the performance is actually worse than the MFCC features. You can get those numbers, but if we combine those two systems together, we get a reasonable performance improvement, especially for the female speakers. So if we combine those two systems together, actually the performance for the female speakers is actually becomes better than the male speakers. So this is a quite interesting and surprisingly good performance improvement. So to conclude, this paper actually it is quite straightforward. We proposed a new feature named SSER for speaker verification. It can characterize the interaction between vocal tract movements and glottal airflow, and seems like it is quite capable to capture the speaker characteristics, and this feature is complementary to MFCC and effective in reducing EER along with the MFCC baseline system. And for the future work, we want to do more experiments to see whether it performs well, for example, in noisy environment and other post-processing techniques. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. So there is a question there.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can because I'm not quite familiar with the speaker verification task. This work was basically done when she went back to school. We the the common part of this work is that the intern actually implements the HMM speech analysis when she visited us. So hopefully I can answer your question more focused on the HMM part. Thanks.
Hopefully my question is not so detailed. So your new feature is essentially calculates the ratio of the harmonic and the noise parts.
Yeah.
So where does noise come from?
The noise is the so-called noise. It is different from the additive noise or the noisy environmental issue in speech recognition. This is different. If I can use this figure. Yeah. For the HMM analysis part, for each given input speech frame, you will decompose the input speech signal into two different parts. The first part is called harmonic part, which is purely periodic. And the remaining thing, the residual, you can define that as a noise. So this noise is different from the noise in speech, for example, speech recognition.
It's like in your system, you are using clean signals recorded in a quiet office.
Yes.
So you can extract noise.
Just to define everything that is not periodic.
Okay.
As noise.
So if there's like an additive noise in the original signal, will this noise part be robust to this channel
effect?
Yeah,
definitely. That is a problem we want to see. In this, if the input signal is noisy, there are several things that could be affected by the additive noise. For example, the HMM analysis still rely pretty much on the accurate estimate of the F0. If you have very strong noise, this part could be affected, and then because depending on the type of your noise, it could affect the harmonic estimation, and it could also affect the noise estimation. Yeah, okay. That is actually the thing the first author Yan Hua wanted to investigate as a future work.
Okay, and also I'd like to ask, what is the method you use to fuse the MFCC and SSER systems?
This is score fusion, because you know, MFCC, for the MFCC system, you use all these input frames, but for the HNM, or the SSER system, the unwasted frames are discarded. So you normalize this score to get a frame average likelihood ratio score, and then combine them together.
And you tuned the fusion coefficients of the individual features.
I don't have an answer to this question. Maybe we need to check with Yan Hua on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know whether there is any weight, or if it is critical to tune those weights.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another question here.
Do you do anything with the residual? Do you use that also somehow as a feature?
No. We don't use that. We only calculate the energy ratio between the harmonic part versus the residual. Yeah.
Okay, I have also a question. If the addition of these features to the MFCC improves the results, means that these two sets of features are uncorrelated. So did you try to measure the correlation?
Hopefully, yeah.
But did you try to check whether it's uncorrelated, or it's just it works better on a subset of the speakers that you tested, which could also happen?
Maybe I'm not so sure about this part, and we didn't try any. For example, you can, if the first thing is we have discarded the unvoiced frames, so basically you cannot do a like PCA to come for example combine MFCC yep. along with the SSER feature and then map them to reduce the dimension to get a new system. We haven't tried that because you have difficulties to handle with the unvoiced frames. In conventional or harmonic plus noise analysis, for unvoiced frames, you do not have the estimate of the harmonic part. So basically, we cannot calculate the subband energy ratio for the unvoiced segments. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Last question.
A few comments about the questions and our answers. First is the purely just from the result. You know they should be one is a more on the excitation part, the other part is on the spectral envelope, which is MFCC. And they are almost by definition relatively independent. And also from the result is pretty true too. So the excitation or the energy ratio between the noise and the harmonic components really is defined the hoarseness or the fry, how fry the voice and all sorts. Basically, it's really on the glottis part and less on the vocal tract or the envelope. The other part is about the normalization of the score of the fusion. And the essentially, all these are modeled as GM and UDM, so all the scores are computed as likelihood, so it's already more or less self-normalized, and the plus, and the normalization in terms of the different number of frames, and the MFCC using all frames, and this one only uses the voice frame, so the natural normalization will be based upon the frame level scores, but the dynamic range of these two are pretty much well equalized already. So okay. I think any kind of further normalization can be investigated, but essentially there's no major problem in using these two because they are of the same dynamic range.
Okay. Thanks. So let's thank the speaker again and move to the next one.